Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett at CorbettReport.com. Today is the 12th of June, 2015, and today we are talking on the line to Maria and Marco of We Are Change Rotterdam, and I will not do a disservice to their names by attempting to pronounce them and doubtlessly butchering them. But people might remember Maria and Marco from my trip to Amsterdam, where I was interviewed by them. And right now, they are in Austria for the Bilderberg Conference, and last week they were covering G7. So, Maria, Marco, thank you for joining us. Tell us about the reporting you guys are doing out there.
Well, at first, the G7 at Elmau, Schloss Elmau, was a big media circus. We consider them to be like the pop stars or the rock stars or the film stars that all the attention goes to. And that was the G7. Now we're here at Bilderberg. There's much less media attention, and there's many more people that are important.
Yes, there are. Tell us about some of the people that you've spotted and or know are in attendance this year.
Well, yesterday we did see a picture taken, not by ourselves, but by somebody else, of Henry Kissinger arriving. And of course, we concentrate on our own country. So from Holland, our former Queen Beatrix is there, and our Prime Minister, among others.
All right. Now, obviously, the media circus around G7 is not such a circus around Bilderberg. Tell us about what other people are there. Who is covering this? Who is not covering this?
Well, covering is independent media, of course. There's Press for Truth and We Are Change. And the rest, mainstream media, we've seen a few local mainstream media channels, but that's maybe three or four, maybe.
Unfortunately, that tends to be the main way that this is covered, generally in a couple of local news outlets, and that's just about it. Well, okay. Well, tell us about your reporting from G7, then. I understand you guys got to see some of the G7 conference area.
Yes, it was amazing that we got this press accreditation, which we never thought we would get. So at the last day, we tried to get into Schloss Elmau, and we were much surprised that we did get in only 3 hours after Obama left.
And what was it like in there?
What was it like? Well, everything was still there. So all the signs were still up, all the chairs and everything was still as if they'd just left. There was only personnel walking around, so we weren't bothered at all. And you can see it on YouTube, of course.
Right. Didn't get access to any secret documents while you were there?
No, sorry.
Oh, well. Okay, and the Bilderberg area, what's the police presence there like this year?
Well, here at the G7, it was, of course, German police, and here we're dealing with Austrian police. We can tell you that every, if we see four cars, there's mostly three police cars among them. So there's many police around here. They are also arresting independent journalists. They're taking their passports. They are making pictures of independent journalists. But sometimes also they go up to independent journalists, say, what pictures did you take? And then demand that they erase them.
That's insane in this day and age when people are automatically uploading to Instagram and Snapchat and what have you as they take the photos. So I don't understand what the point of that even is.
I think it's intimidation, that's all.
Yes, well, unfortunately, that does obviously send a presence to a lot of the media who obviously don't go there to cover this. So today is, as we're recording this, it's Friday morning. And for people who don't know, the Bilderberg Conference takes place on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And usually people are heading home on the Sunday. So tell us what your plan is for today's coverage.
Well, today at 3 o'clock local time, there's a demonstration in front of the main entrance of the Interalpen Hotel where the Bilderberg takes place. I should also say that the police is like everywhere patrolling on foot and in cars. We are quite close to the venue, and we can see the patrolling going on. There's also the army with anti-aircraft installations and communications installations. And yeah, what's happening today is I think the Bilderberg will really start off today, so there will be a bit more attention than yesterday when the Bilderbergers arrived.
Any thoughts on the actual discussion agenda for this conference, or any thoughts on the meeting participants or anything that's going on inside?
Well, we've been discussing this among ourselves. What is the importance of the Bilderberg? What is the importance of the agenda that they give out? Because that's the public thing. They only give out the attendee list and the agenda. And I think the agenda will be for the whole event. But we think that what will be much more important is the smaller groups that people will go into to talk about specific topics, and that is not in the official agenda.
That is unfortunately, of course, always the case. They give out just handfuls of information, but the real information, of course, is kept behind the closed doors. So I know you guys have your work cut out for you covering the rest of this conference. I'll let you guys get back to it, but I hope that we can have you back at the end of the conference for a conference wrap-up just to find out more about your reporting. In the meantime, tell people where they can go to see your coverage.
Of course, they can go to our YouTube channel, which will be the best because that's where our coverage is first uploaded. So they can have a look at YouTube at We Are Change Rotterdam. That's our channel. Of course, they can also follow us on Twitter today. That's where the best things that we see, pictures and some comments that we think of, we will put up there on Twitter.
Excellent. Well, I hope people will check out the coverage you've already done, and I'm looking forward to the coverage that's yet to come. So keep at it, and we'll talk to you when the conference is wrapping up.
Well, we look forward to speaking to you again, James.
All right. Take care.